Talking about children, Carol had to leave. I got one of these for her. I found a poem that I want to share with you because it's about babies, it's about children, it's about what we're trying to do now to try to maintain the young people of our church, not only at this church, but all the churches. And we need to give them some encouragement. This is what it says. She entitled it, Children Learn What They Live. If a child lives with criticism, and they learn to condemn. If a child lives with hostility, they learn to fight. If a child lives with ridicule, they learn to be shy. If a child lives with shame, they learn to feel guilty. If a child lives with tolerance, they learn to be patient. If a child lives with encouragement, they learn confidence. If a child lives with praise, they learn to be appreciated. If a child lives with fairness, they learn justice. If a child lives with security, they learn to have faith. If a child lives with approval, they learn to like themselves. If a child lives with acceptance and friendship, they learn to first and find love in the world. We got a big mission ahead of us, and we don't have to do it all by ourselves. We can do it together, but the most important thing is to plant seeds. You don't have to coerce anybody into being a Christian, play just as I am 10,000 times until somebody comes to the altar. That's important, and I'm glad they do that. But we have the biggest mission field ever in our own family or circle of friends that we know just by planting a seed. You don't have to quote scripture to them, but planting a seed of God's love and grace that's available to all of us. You know, the Bible says that Paul planted, Apollo watered, and God gave the increase. So planting seeds is a very important thing.